Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The teachers union in Chicago has approved a tentative labor agreement. However, kids are still not back in their classrooms today. That after Chicago's mayor, Lori Lightfoot, refused to grant the striking teachers' demands to add school days to make up for 2 weeks of classes canceled by the walkout.
Tonight, I'm gravely disappointed that the CTU has declined to end the strike and assure children are back in their classrooms tomorrow.
Days after UAW workers go back to work at General Motors, Ford and the UAW have just reached a deal that's apparently going to prevent a strike.
The celebration is on! The Washington Nationals are the world champions!
Charlie Slows is heard on DC's The Fan, the Nationals beating the Astros in Game 7 to win their first ever series. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Wildfires are still scorching California, north and south. In Northern California, the Kincaid Fire is finally about 45% contained. Cal Fire spokesman Tom Porter says it is still just only a wake-up call to just how bad this fire season's probably going to be.
We've had a long and slow season thus far before all of this, and this has been kind of the point at which we've really turned on our season.
The first formal vote on an impeachment investigation in the U.S. House is going to happen shortly on Capitol Hill, as the U.S. House Rules Committee did pass a resolution late last night that includes the establishment of procedures for the investigation, including public hearings. Republicans offered up a slew of amendments. Democrats shot most of them down. The Labor Department reporting first-time claims for jobless benefits rose to 218,000 last week, 5,000 more than the previous week. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Cuba Gooding Jr. due in a Manhattan courtroom in a little while to face new charges in his sexual misconduct case. Prosecutors say they've heard from at least a dozen additional women who now say the Academy Award winner either sexually harassed or touched them. He's denying all of the allegations. Sony says its online cable alternative PlayStation View is shutting down in January. Why? Well, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The company blames the move on the high cost of content and the difficulty of network deals. View was launched in 2015 as a cheaper version of cable or satellite TV. It was a test case for a TV alternative alongside Dish's Sling TV and later a slew of copycats from DirecTV, Google, Hulu, and others. But customer growth has slowed and even dropped from many of those services as prices rose and they added more channels. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And health experts say do not eat too much black licorice this Halloween. They point to an FDA alert that was issued a couple of years ago that found that black licorice can contain a chemical compound that can cause the body's potassium levels to fall rapidly, and that can be a problem for heart patients or those with high blood pressure. Yes, I'm in the club. And find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now is Michael Barone. We're talking about his new book, How America's Political Parties Change and How They Don't. Michael, good to be talking to you. It's been a long time, and appreciate the time. Thank you so much for being with us.
It's good to be back. It's good to be back with you.
Well, Michael, you know, with all the fuss that we have been going through since the 2016 election, and of course, we've been exercised for decades, if the truth be, if we be honest about it, is the political system is questionable right now. But, you know, I hear from both sides. I go, okay, even though it seems like so much has changed, so much really hasn't, has it?
Well, I, you know, look back on 50-plus years of observation of participation and writing about our political system and hear all the apocalyptic talk of today. Things have never been worse. People are more divided than ever. The Republican Party is going to disappear. The Democratic Party is going to disappear. So I wrote this short book basically to try to put this in historic perspective. And, you know, my first point is that our political parties are very old.
Mm-hmm.
Democratic Party was founded in 1832. The Republican Party was founded in 1854. That's 187 and 165 years ago. They have suffered great electoral setbacks, much worse than anything we've seen in the last 30 years. They have contended with and been superior to possible third parties emerging.
Mm-hmm.
They continue to be fighting out the elections today. So it seemed to me that there's something kind of fundamental about the character of these two parties, even as they change positions.
Right.
And so I decided to write how America's political parties change and how they don't.
Michael, you know, one of the things that's bothered me for quite a while, ever since I read John Naisbitt's book on megatrends, he talked about the two-party system being like two dinosaurs mating. And so I've been waiting, you know, going, okay, when are we going to evolve? But the two-party system seems to withstand any prophecy of its demise. It continues to hang in there. I think right now I would look and, you know, like you said, in the going into 2016, there was a question of whether or not the Republican Party could sustain itself. Now the Democrats, where they're moving away from, I believe, their core value and kind of embracing a socialistic mindset, I think that brings them into threat. Do you think?
Well, bringing back John Nesbitt's unfortunately visual metaphor for the two parties. You know, the dinosaurs turned out to have a lot of life in them. There's certain structural factors in our politics which tend to favor a two-party system. The Electoral College assigning all the votes of a state to the popular vote plurality winner. The single-member district that it makes it difficult to have proportionate representation, as they do in many Democratic a personality, a DNA that has persisted even as they've changed policies. And those characteristics and personalities have been particularly appropriate for political expression and decision making in a society that has always been diverse from right. the colonial beginnings. So the Republican Party has always been centered around a core constituency made up of people who are considered typical Americans by themselves and others, but who by themselves are never large enough to be a majority. Mm-hmm. The Democratic Party has always been a coalition of outgroups of people who see themselves as members of groups which are somehow not typical Americans. And they often disagree among each other, but when they agree, when they act together, they can be a majority of the country. So this gives an avenue for participation and a focus for decision-making for voters who come from a wide variety of diverse backgrounds. And that's how it's operated as we move, as we have grown from a country of 20 million people to a country of 320 million people.
Exactly. It's been incredible. And as you say, with these two personalities that have been able to, represent the constituency the way they have, what do you see in terms of a trajectory of the two parties, Democrats first, in light of, what we're hearing from the presidential candidates and this move towards a socialistic type of expression?
Well, it's interesting that as the Democratic candidates are less dependent on party organizations or on big contributors, very rich people, for money, the leading fundraisers in Democratic primaries this year so far have been avowed socialist Bernie Sanders and the pretty much close to being avowed socialist Elizabeth Warren, mm-hmm. Both of whom want to get rid of all of our private sector health insurance plans. That's an interesting commentary. I think what it is that you see the group of what I would call gentry liberals, high education, people with graduate school degrees, which are often not just law and medicine, but in social work, in education, in other areas for which you get premium pay if you're covered by a public employee union contract. These people who consider themselves to be very smart people, much smarter than the rest of us, are an increasing force numerically and financially in the Democratic Party, and they like these socialist ideas. They don't. They have a confidence that they can, I have a plan for the, as Elizabeth Warren says, for the whole society. They have a certain amount of contempt for less educated people who are making what in their view are bigoted and ignorant choices, the deplorables, to use Hillary Clinton's pungent term. And they seem to be an increasing force in the Democratic Party. Historically, you've had minority groups be big factors, black voters. You've had labor union members, industrial labor union members. You've had, Irish immigrants and Southern whites who were the 19th and early 20th century coalition, odd couple coalition, the Democratic Party. Now we see these other people going there, and I think the question for the Democrats, are they producing platforms that will be vote losers, that will not be sustainable in
exactly.
their desire to get enough votes to beat Donald Trump.
And they're losing some of the constituency that they could count on before. Black America is moving in record numbers toward Donald Trump. Hispanics, heretofore, bastions of votes, for the Democratic Party are now, a bit of a toss-up here now.
Well, I think you may be overstating what I see. I think that those are possible trends that we may be undergoing. They mm-hmm. will depend, in my view, to some extent on the character of the personality and the issue positions of the Democratic nominee, as well as the issues stressed by the Trump campaign. But it may well be that mm-hmm. the issues which have attracted to Donald Trump non-college grad, blue-collar white voters in large numbers who come from backgrounds that used to be either themselves personally or their families Democratic.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Michael Barone right after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
When you believe in things that you don't understand.
Back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with Michael Barone continues. Michael's a political analyst for the Washington Examiner and a resident fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. We're talking about his brand new book, How America's Political Parties Change and How They Don't. Michael, I want to get into your book. It's a quick read, and I think gives us a good overview of your premise that you're presenting here, is that for all the fussing that we go over regarding the differences of the two parties, they are rather fluid, are they not?
Well, they've been fluid. They've certainly been capable of changing issue positions in response to changing events, in response to growing or diminishing constituencies, in response to changes in the outer world and, you know, attacks by foreign countries and so forth. So, you know, the Republican Party started off as a trade protectionist party, pro-tariff. The Democrats in the 19th century were the Free Trade Party. That continues up through the 1960s, and then they kind of switch positions. The Democrats are listen to their industrial union people who are afraid of foreign competition, and they become protectionists. The Republicans listen to free market economy people who say that, the U.S. is the biggest market in the world. We don't need protectionism. And they become the Free Trade Party. Now with Donald Trump, maybe the Republicans are turning back around, and I even see some Democrats suddenly saying we don't like tariffs and trade restrictions when they've been backing them for the last 30 years. So we'll see if that's that trend continues. But it shows how parties can change issues, change issue positions, and even on sort of fundamental issues, which help to define their character for many years.
Well, here we are in the 21st century, as you say. You know, they keep switching, and what was one time a protectionist, you know, political force now has become more open-minded and globalist in its nature, and the other party has reversed roles. It makes it quite interesting, and somewhere between the two is the sweet spot. How do we find that?
Well, I think that the voters sometimes send some messages, and every once in a while they take a 2x4 and hit the Democratic donkey over the head four or five times, four or five elections, and even the donkey learns something from that. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, happens to the Republican elephant as well. And the parties get creative and try to figure out what's going on. I mean, they both faced huge electoral defeats. The Republicans famously in the 1932 and the Depression of the 1930s, they were down to fewer than 100 members in the House of Representatives. And yet within a decade, they were competitive once again. And I think that that story has been told by the New Deal historians, wonderful, beautiful writers whose books are bestsellers. Less known is the walloping that the Democratic Party took in 1920. After Woodrow Wilson botched the peace, vanished from public view totally for 8 months after having a stroke. Nobody in his cabinet or in the Congress saw him. We went through big bouts of inflation and then a severe recession without the president paying any role or paying attention to them. We had terrorist attacks and bombings of the Attorney General's house and the New York Stock Exchange and Wall Street. And we had U.S. troops continuing to fight against the communists in Russia, amid fears that I think were legitimate, that violent communists might seize power in other countries as they did successfully in the huge country of Russia. So things seemed wildly out of control, and the Republicans won by a 60-34 margin, and they continued to have, in my view, a series of arguably constructive policies in the 1920s. They were more engaged in international affairs and with European allies and Pacific issues than the Democrats were in much of the 1930s until Roosevelt really decided there was a danger of war with Hitler. And it took the Democrats about 10 years to, with the help of the Great Depression to become competitive once again. But they were able to do so, and they figured out, when you get defeated time and again, your party starts to get a little creative about how to win, and you come up with a Bill Clinton that figures out how to win the presidency after his party lost it in 5 out of 6 elections, or or a Newt Gingrich who figures out how his party can win a majority in the House after it's failed to do so for 40 years.
Exactly. As I tell my kids, Michael, that there's nothing like experience. It defines preference. And even our political parties have picked up on that. Speaking of which, fast forward to current day, Donald Trump. What a catalyst he has been to the whole political process. How's that for an understatement?
He's produced some kind of astonishing results, like so many other people. I didn't think that Donald Trump would be elected president until something like 9 p.m. Eastern time on election night 2016, when I saw the votes coming in, and Hillary Clinton was getting the big margins that she needed in large counties in Florida that looked like she was going to carry the state. And then all these votes from the smaller counties came in outside the metro areas with more than a million population. And they started coming in much better for Donald Trump than previous Republicans had done in that same area. And that was the same thing that we saw in Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, Iowa, and the 2nd Congressional District of Maine, 100 electoral votes that Mitt Romney could not win and that Donald Trump did win. Did Donald Trump have a clear plan for winning electoral votes by getting votes from formerly Democratic, low-income, non-college grad whites outside million-plus metro areas, or did he just stumble into it? Well, I guess I'll let others answer that question. I'm not quite sure whether this was political genius or just dumb blind luck.
Well,
I suspect it's somewhere in between.
Well, I got to tell you, all along, that's what I kept wondering was, is his sights on the Electoral College? Because they kept talking about popular vote type issues. And I'm going, but that's not the game. That's not how you win the game. But like you said, either he's a genius and or he's very fortunate and to win the way he did. And of course, quite shocking. And the Democrats have had a problem with it ever since. I've maintained, Michael, that this is when you think about the presidency, it has got to be the most incredible on the job training position you could ever have. It's not like you go to college and say, okay, I'm going to go take President 101 and go up through the steps of the ladder. I mean, yes, there is a training, a bit of a training ground that potentially is there in terms of being involved in public service. But here is somebody who is a businessman, brings his CEO credentials to the White House, and something that many Americans felt that maybe would be to our advantage to have a businessman in the White House and look at, look at our budget and our treasury as a return on investment. And I think this is bringing some fresh air and some perspective to the office.
Well, I think one of the things that Donald Trump probably did, he's been around for a long time and involved in politics since the early 1970s. He observed, and it's relevant to my book on how America's political parties changed. He was witness, as so many of us were, to Ross Perot, celebrity,
yes,
businessman, military background, plain-spoken Texan, coming in there, widely known as a celebrity before he ran for president, running as an independent, seemed to be competitive with Bill Clinton and George Bush for a while, and then he got out of the race, but he ended up with 19% of the vote, zero electoral votes, and I think he ran 4 years later and only got 6% of the popular vote. I think that that Donald Trump may have taken a lesson from that if he was going to run for president as a celebrity reality TV star and a very well-known businessman with a distinctive accent from the borough of Queens, he was better off running as a candidate of one of the two major parties.
Michael Barone, senior political analyst for the Washington Examiner and a resident fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, It doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The teachers union in Chicago has approved a tentative labor agreement. However, kids are still not back in their classrooms today. That after Chicago's mayor, Lori Lightfoot, refused to grant the striking teachers' demands to add school days to make up for 2 weeks of classes canceled by the walkout.
Tonight, I'm gravely disappointed that the CTU has declined to end the strike and ensure children are back in their classrooms tomorrow.
Days after UAW workers go back to work at General Motors, Ford and the UAW have just reached a deal that's apparently going to prevent a strike.
The celebration is on! The Washington Nationals are the world champions!
Charlie Slows is heard on DC's The Fan, the Nationals beating the Astros in Game 7 to win their first ever series. And this is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
In the silence of the mountains and the crashing of the sea, there lies a land I once lived in.
And just like that, we're back with you. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, the blood donor base is shrinking. I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but in the United States, only 3 out of 100 people give blood. Yet every 2 seconds, someone in the U.S. needs blood. There simply aren't enough people donating to help patients in need. For many people, blood is not something they think about until someone they love needs it, and of course, it's not there. Facebook is trying to fix this through their new blood donation feature, which allows people to sign up to be a blood donor on Facebook and get notified when blood banks near them need blood. Since launching the tool in June, Facebook has helped to notify users about a nationwide Red Cross blood shortage this summer and alert people in areas unaffected by Hurricane Dorian to help recover donations canceled by the storm. Similarly, Facebook's blood donation tool has enabled Vitalant to reach potential blood donors about specific blood type needs to help ensure the right blood type reaches the right patient at the right time. In the countries where this feature is already available, more than 50 million people, imagine, have signed up to be blood donors. In two of those countries, India and Brazil, partner blood banks found that 20% of people said that Facebook influenced their decision to donate blood. Well, with us right now from the American Red Cross is Elizabeth Penniman. Elizabeth, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me on, Bill.
Well, you know, let's talk about this bit of a crisis. You know that America has always been, you know, very much a giver, but it just seems that we've had a slowdown in people donating blood. Why is that?
Well, you know, Bill, one of the top reasons is that people are simply not asked. They're not aware of the need, and they don't get that question asking them to please donate blood. And as you mentioned, every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Those are children battling cancer, accident victims from car accidents and other things, cancer patients. The need is great, and as you mentioned, only 3 out of every 100 people who are eligible to donate actually donate. So we're making a push every day to get people out to sign up to make appointments to go in and donate.
Well, the universe of potential donors is broad. We're barely touching the tip of the iceberg. Understand, I got to tell you, Elizabeth, that figure of every 2 seconds someone needing blood stopped me in my tracks. You know, that's a phenomenal number. I didn't realize it was that high.
No, it's actually stunning, I think. And at the American Red Cross, you know, we supply about 40% of the nation's blood. Every day we stand up 500 blood drives across the country. And so that means that tomorrow and the next day and the next day we have to do it again. Again, unless people have been directly affected by a donation in their life, a family member, a friend, they just don't think about it. And so partnering with Facebook, we're hoping to get that need in front of as many people as we can to let them know that the need exists. And make it really easy for them to go in to sign up to donate.
Well, I can't thank you enough, Elizabeth, for you and your partnership with Facebook, the Red Cross, all the great work that they continue to do, you know, to bring this awareness to the public. Because, you know, as you said, I think that's always the case. People don't participate because they're not invited. They don't understand the problem. Nobody says, hey, look at, how about it? And so on this show right now, this very moment, we're saying, how about it? Here's the need. And we need you to roll up your sleeve here. Help out.
It's true. And you know, I personally have donated blood a lot. It's just something I've always done. You can donate every 56 days. Blood transfusions are one of the most common hospital procedures every single day. So it's just one of those things. We're trying to get it into people's minds, top of mind, to get them to understand that need exists. And one donation can potentially save up to 3 lives. So when you think about rolling up your sleeve and being able to give the gift of life like that, it's so simple. We really hope that people will come out and do that.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, when you say every 56 days, right? We can donate blood, right?
That's correct.
Right, and I wasn't aware of. I don't know why. Maybe because I'm a casual donator of blood, and you know, it inspires me to be a little bit more proactive on this, especially in realizing. And I really hadn't even thought about, you know, that it was saving the lives of 3 people. I mean, that's awesome. You know, to you know, every 6 days, 56 days to participate and be a part of the solution like this. And you know, there's people out there that you know, that need your blood, and especially for me. I'm O positive blood, so that's always good. You know, they tell me.
We need you. O positive blood is universal blood type, and so when you go in for you know, an emergency procedure, you know, just think of the number of people that you can help with that donation. So we would really encourage you and your listeners to O negative is the universal blood type, but you're still good.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it's just. We would really love your listeners to get in and donate, you know, as often as they can. And the need is great.
That's great. Well, how does the new Facebook feature help share the need for blood donations?
So basically, you can go in and go to facebook.com/donateblood. And sign up for the tool. And what that will do is allow you to put in your zip code, and so that anytime there's a blood drive in your area, you will get a notification to let you know it's time and to go in and make an appointment to donate blood.
Mm-hmm.
Another couple of ways you can donate is go to redcrossblood.org to see where those drives are in your neighborhood. And we also have an app. There's a free app for Android and iPhone devices. You download that, you answer just a few questions, and you can establish your eligibility.
Yeah. In our area, we've got lots of red buses flying around.
and they're collecting blood. And I've done that several times with them. I think that's also, you know, that's a good reminder when we see the red buses out there, too. So we appreciate this effort. So it's easy. It's easy to participate in this. We're talking with Elizabeth Penniman, who leads both external and internal communications at the American Red Cross, to include oversight of traditional and social media functions, crisis and reputation communications, visual media, public relations, for each of the organization's line of businesses. Elizabeth, how can someone, I think you gave us a pretty good rundown here, how we can sign up to be a donor. So just through Facebook, right?
That's right. If you're a Facebook user, and I think many of us are, it's facebook.com/donateblood. You can go to our website, which is redcrossblood.org, or you can donate our free blood donation app and answer a few questions and get pointed in the right direction for a blood drive near you.
Well, this is easy enough. I mean, hey, it's time for everybody to roll up their sleeve and, you know, help out here. I mean, these figures that we're talking about, every 2 seconds, someone needing blood, you know, somewhere in our country, and you can be a big help here. And only 3 out of 100 people are giving blood right now. And it's just a matter of, as you say, Elizabeth, we just have to ask people to get involved. And this is an easy enough thing to do. You're in and out in most cases. Gosh, I was in and out in less than a half hour. It's pretty cool.
You're right. It is incredibly easy, and I can tell you one of the most heartening things that we hear are from those patients that have been helped. And, you know, the thank you notes, the thank yous that they post on their own social media pages, you know, it truly is a gift of life. Mm-hmm. And as you said, it's really easy, it's quick, and it saves lives. So we really do encourage everyone to do it. If they can, we would really appreciate that.
Well, Elizabeth Penniman, as we wrap things up right now, where can they go for more information?
Go to redcrossblood.org or facebook.com/donateblood.
Elizabeth Penniman, Vice President of Communications with the American Red Cross Services, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Elizabeth. Have a great day.
Great. Thank you.
Have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com.
Are you prepared for the upcoming season? Get immune support you can really count on. Quantum Nutrition Labs has 3 key players for optimal immune support on special. One-of-a-kind, all-natural, vegan vitamin D3 and K2. Garlic Complex with its high, concentrated amounts of allicin. And all-natural, plant-sourced vitamin C. Buy 2 bottles, get the 3rd one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
So what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? Pay off loans, save it, do something fun. Well, it's something you may need to think about if you become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it works. You can save big time on your healthcare costs, and you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either. Find out more. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Oh, you know what this means? Yes, it is time for us to go live to Hollywood, California, the movie capital of the world. We got Steve Evans standing by.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, and the way we like to hear from the movie guy, Steve Evans. Maleficent, still numero uno, huh?
Yes, number one, just barely, though, 19.4. Mm-hmm. Joker was number two, making 19.3. By the way, Joker's made about $850 million worldwide, and that is without China. They can't get released in China because the censors aren't into the Joker material. However, it looks like it's going to break $1 billion without the Chinese.
So what is the Joker trying to sell tennis shoes on the side or something? There's a problem?
I don't know.
What is going on here?
That just shows you what, you know, how big that market is, and they have said, no, we're not going to make a special edit. The Joker will remain the Joker, so take a financial hit. But, hey, you know what? If you're making $1 billion, you're making $1 billion.
Exactly.
The Addams Family was number three, Zombieland Double Tap number four, Countdown number five, and I happen to see The Current War, which really didn't do well at all, but it's a terrific story if you get a chance to see it. I mean, this, you know, it's too bad because this movie's been sitting on the shelf for a couple of years, and that kind of, people are kind of leery of going to see a movie like that.
Right.
You have great performances by Michael Shannon and Benedict Cumberbatch, and it is a terrific tale. See it if you get a chance.
Yeah, this is the director's cut that you and I talked about last week, and I didn't get a chance to see, although I did get a sneak preview of Tom Hanks.
Oh, you did? You saw the movie?
I did. The whole thing? Yeah, the whole
thing. Wow. Well, it looks like it's terrific. I said that probably there's an embargo, so you can't say too much about it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I probably said too much already. I could get kicked out of the line here. But I will say it is it's going to be a real treat and perfect for Thanksgiving. And it probably couldn't come sooner because it really, for those of us who, grew up with with the neighborhood and all that it represent, Mr. Rogers.
Positive message, man.
Oh my gosh. I mean, it really is. He, a very kind man. And I think it reminds us of, maybe our better angels. And maybe this Thanksgiving and this holiday will be, a kinder holiday. And, we might have, we might have Tom Hanks to thank for it,
There's a bumper sticker.
Go figure, right?
On the other side of that coin, we have Terminator Dark
Faith opening up this weekend. 66% are recommending this one. Yes, the Terminator is back. Of course, this whole saga began back in 1984, if you'll remember. The Terminator came out. It made about $78 million worldwide, and then they released Terminator 2, Judgment Day. That movie made $520 million worldwide, and they were off to the races. Well, anyway, the last one came out in 2015, but now we have the original crew back. Mm-hmm. We have Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Linda Hamilton is back as Sarah Connor. So that's why a lot of people are excited. 66% are recommending this one. Here's what it's about. You have Sarah Connor, yes, played by Linda Hamilton. 62, I believe. There's something about an older woman in a black T-shirt and wearing and carrying around a bazooka. You know, there's something about that. Anyway.
Well, it brings all the older women together. So you say, hey, not looking so bad.
Yeah. You know, it's she's looking pretty good.
Yeah, but don't objectify me.
Yeah, well, okay. I will just continue explaining what this is about. Sarah
right.
Connor and a hybrid cyborg human must protect a young girl from a newly modified liquid Terminator from the future, okay? More than two decades have passed since Sarah Connor prevented Judgment Day, changed the future, rewrote the fate of the human race as one does. Danny Ramos is living a simple life in Mexico City with her brother and her father when a highly advanced, deadly new Terminator, the Rev-9, travels back through time to hunt and kill her. That's what's a little confusing here with all this time travel. But anyway, Danny's survival depends on her joining forces with two warriors. You have Grace, played by Mackenzie Davis. She's this enhanced super soldier from the future. And, of course, the battle-hardened Sarah Connor, played by Linda Hamilton. As the Rev-9 ruthlessly destroys everything and everyone in its path on the hunt for Danny, the three are led to a T-800, played by Arnold, from Sarah's past. And that may be their last best hope. There you go. 66% recommending it will be number one this weekend. Mm-hmm. Terminator, Dark Fate, out.
Well, I'll tell you, Steve, I'm getting a little, Rev-9 T-800 envy here. I mean, it's like we got to change our names. We've got to be something, you know.
Something numerical.
Yeah, something numerical and liquidy, right?
That maybe. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, okay. We'll figure it out. Stay tuned.
Yep. A lot of people are talking about The Irishman. This is a 3.5-hour movie from Martin Scorsese. It opens up this weekend. It's going to be on Netflix at the end of the month. 98% are recommending this thing, and it has a great cast. We have Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, Anna Paquin. We have Joe Pesci is in this thing. And the crazy thing, what people are talking about is this movie takes place over 60 years. And it begins with Robert De Niro sitting in a wheelchair circa 2000, and he's reminiscing about his life as a mob hitman. This is a biographical thriller. Follows this guy, Frank Sheeran. Robert De Niro recalls his past years working for the Buffalino crime family, and now he's older, but this World War II veteran must once again reflect on his most prolific hits. And when I say hits, I mean hits. And in particular, considers his involvement with his good friend Jimmy Hoffa's disappearance in 1975. So it starts with him in a wheelchair, but then you have people, Robert De Niro, who's currently 76, Al Pacino, 79, Joe Pesci, 76. These people have to play 30 or 40 year, their
swings.
But
De Niro has been this ornery his entire life. So, I mean,
that's
it. So he just say, all they do is just change the makeup, right?
Well, they have this computer effect. I mean, a big chunk of this movie is, CGI.
Oh, okay.
Making these people look younger. Now, it does result in kind of a shiny-faced character, but they say after you get used to it, it works, and the critics are giving it a pass.
Kind of like Lion King, right?
Yeah, well, kind of like Lion King, but this is, a bit different because these people, they have to play 30 or 40 years younger. And it's really interesting. A lot of people are talking about that. And it is a 3.5-hour movie, so we all might need a little de-aging by the time this thing is over.
Every time I play 30 years younger, I get slapped.
Well,
so I stopped doing that.
That's probably a good idea. Not only is The Irishman out in Terminator Dark Fate, we have this movie called Motherless Brooklyn, which is getting a lot of talk, and I'm going to have a chance to see it this weekend, 65% recommending. This is set against the backdrop of the 1950s in New York. The atmospherics just look terrific. This follows Lionel Esrog, a lonely private detective afflicted with Tourette's syndrome. Ed Norton plays this guy, and he also directs the movie. This is the type of thing which could go off the rails so easily, but he really pulls it off. He is venturing to solve the murder of his mentor and his only friend, Frank Minna, played by Bruce Willis. We also have Willem Dafoe in this, as well as Alec Baldwin. It looks great, and it's called Motherless Brooklyn. 65.
Well, you got Norton on both sides of the camera, huh?
Yeah, right. And wow. Like I say, if you check out the trailer, he really does a great job with this one. I think we're maybe talking a nomination. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Another movie, we have so many good things, Avi. We have another movie here, which is called Harriet, which is the fascinating tale of Harriet Tubman. Extraordinary story. She escaped from slavery and transformed into one of America's greatest heroes. Courage, ingenuity, and tenacity. She freed hundreds of slaves and changed the course of history. 71% are recommending that one. And another one called Inside Game. I don't know. Remember back in 2007, you had this NBA referee, Tim Donaghy.
Yes.
He got caught betting on games that he worked. Then he said that two men associated with the Gambino crime family threatened to kill his family if he didn't give them gambling picks. And that's the story he told the FBI. That's what he told 60 Minutes. That's what he testified to in court. But according to this movie, that's not what really happened, not even close. This is the untold story. Inside Game is one of the biggest scandals in sports history. Rated R, not reviewed for the critics, but it really looks good. Inside Game out this weekend.
Whatever happened to Tim Donaghy?
I'm not sure. That would be an interesting Wikipedia search.
Yeah, we're going to check that out, yes.
Well, I guess he escaped the law, but I mean, I'm not sure if he's
participating
in this.
If he escaped the boys or not, you know?
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's another problem.
Yeah, that's saying.
Another movie here called American Dharma. You may remember Earl Morris. He's a documentarian who did The Fog of War. Did you ever see that about Robert
McNamara? Exactly. Uh-huh.
Won the Oscar for Best Documentary. He has an unusual technique because he uses what he calls this interotron, which is this teleprompter technique, which is when he is interviewing somebody, he will point the camera directly at them, and they see with a teleprompter the person that is interviewing them. So when they are being interviewed, they aren't looking to one side or the other. They're looking directly into the camera, and it really is a terrific effect. Now, in this particular movie, it's called American Dharma, and this is focusing on the alt-right figurehead and former advisor to Donald Trump, Stephen Bannon.
Mm-hmm.
And this reviews the controversial tactics and associations he employed in the realm of politics in the past and his present-day opinions on the American economy. This is a great documentarian and looks like a very interesting subject. It's called American Dharma. And one for the family. We have a animated film called Arctic Dogs. Not reviewed for the critics, but it looks, it's PG, and it looks like good entertainment for the entire crew. This is about Swifty, the Arctic fox, voiced by Jeremy Renner, and he works in the mailroom of the Arctic Blast delivery service, but he has much bigger dreams than that. He yearns to become a top dog. Mm-hmm. The Arctic's star husky couriers are called top dogs, and he wants to be one of those. And to prove he can do it, he commandeers one of the sleds and delivers a mysterious package to a secret location. Once there, he stumbles upon a hidden fortress overseen by the nefarious Otto von Walrus, played by John Cleese, and he is up to no good. It's called Arctic Dogs out this weekend. You may want to check that one out.
Mm-hmm. Well, if he wants to be a top dog, maybe he can go and search down a terrorist. You know, we had a top dog this week, you know, exposed.
Well, there is a top dog right there involved in that activity.
Without a doubt.
That way is also out with Ethan Hawke. You might want to check that out. But we have so much to see this weekend.
We'll see you at the Cineplex. Bring lots of popcorn. We'll see you there. Thanks. Steve Evans.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the